My name's Michelle George, and I was born on the 9th of April 1977, and I've lived in this area the whole of my life. But I've known the area for the Pocket Park, as it's well known, since as a child, where we used to go there with my mother, sister and my brother for long walks on a Sunday afternoon and enjoy the countryside with the dogs ourselves. And we used to play hide and seek in the long grass, and we used to play in the woodlands and climb the trees. This little woodland area, I used to make dens out of old twigs and woodland bits and bobs, and our imagination used to run wild, and it was an exciting day out back then in the 80s. I've introduced my children to it, and we say to the girls, come on, let's go to the Pocket Park, and they get all excited, and we bring our dog, who's a guide dog in training. He's 11 months old at the moment. And soon as he gets to the park, his nose is in the air and he's sniffing the air, and it's like, I know this place, this is a fun place to be. And as we're trotting along, he's off his lead, meeting other new dogs, and we're meeting new people, and we walk from the car park right through to Cuckoo Bridge, where I remember old memories. I remember that, and this used to be old fields, and horses used to be in this area. And it was great fun just to be a child again and just have your welly boots on and get mucky and dirty and splashing puddles. And the dogs tend to find the pits and jump in the pits and have a swim. And then we have to pull them out and shake them off. It's amazing afternoon out. You can lose hours of time and watch the trains go by at the rail track and wave to the driver, even still at 37, still like to wave to the driver and get a wave back, or they beep the horns, and the girls do. And the dog quite happily sits there and he's moving his head as if he's watching the carriages go by, listening to the trains clickety-clack. And then we toddle off on a bit further on and find all sorts of flowers, pick old wildflowers when you could pick them, and just watch the world go by with all the boats and people who might be on their horses having a ride. You think you're a million miles away from the city, but you're not. You're just close by. Friends of mine also go there, and we meet there from time to time with our other dogs. As working dogs, they have time. We're on the leads, they have to work hard, they have to guide and navigate, and it's like a working day. And then one evening or an afternoon, we'll do a free run where they're off the lead, and they're not guide dogs, they're puppies. And as soon as you take their lead off and use the command, go free, they're off. And watching them explore, it's like watching a child. They find the leaves on the floor, they'll sniff at a tree that may have another scent on. They'll find where the foxes have been and the rabbits. Now and again we might find a hedgehog that just sort of burrowing to sleep for the afternoon. And he rolls in the mud and quite happily toddles along, and then we hide behind a tree. And whilst he's hide, we've hid, he's toddling on and he looks round. And we call his name, and he comes scuttling past us, trying to find us. And we jump out and go, found you! And he loves it, and his tail wags, he's smiling away to say, play again, Mum, play again. So off he trottles off again, and we play it over and over. And we could lose an hour, if not an hour and a half, playing these lovely games with children and dogs. And the long grass is a great game for multiple dogs because they're finding each other through long grass, and they can never find each other until they get there. And they jump around as they say, yes, I found you. Yes, let's play again. And wow, I hate to see this lovely area disappear for many generations, because this is something that's dear to me, I suppose. I've had many childhood memories of playtime, exploring, had imagination games where we're treasure hunters and looking for treasure, or we've become pirates looking for the sea. We've built dens and pretend that we're Indians and we're waiting for the cowboys to come and collect us, and Children don't have the imagination like we used to have, and they need to encourage that. So we encourage that with our girls. We'll pretend we're on a massive adventure, and at the end of the adventure is something spectacular, which is normally the ice cream man. He sits at the end of his little, near the river, near the old antique shop. If you walk long enough, you get back there. Oh, wow.